The State Department's Iraq team is going through some changes. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice formally announced today that the ambassador to Iraq, Zalmay Khalilzad, will return to the U.S. He will become, if confirmed, America's ambassador to the United Nations. The Bush administration is sending Ryan Crocker, a seasoned diplomat, to Baghdad. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has that story.
Just 2 days before President Bush is due to announce his new strategy for Iraq, Secretary Rice announced her new team and pledged, as she put it, unwavering support for them.
If confirmed, Ryan and Zal will have two of the hardest and most consequential jobs in the world. But President Bush and I have the utmost confidence that they are more than equal to the challenges of their posts.
Zalmay Khalilzad has been a central figure in the Bush administration. Born in Afghanistan, he's a Sunni Muslim who speaks several languages, including Arabic, and he prides himself on his negotiating skills. As he told NPR last year from the embassy in Baghdad, he can drink as much tea or coffee as anyone.
Here, the concept of time is not the same. And I remember from Afghanistan, when dealing with the Taliban, they used to say, While we had all the watches, they had all the time. And I've been telling Washington and the Americans that this is the defining challenge of our time. We've got to succeed, but we have to understand how difficult and complicated the issues are and that we need to be patient as well.
He'll need that sort of patience at the United Nations, where he would replace John Bolton. Khalilzad worked on President Bush's National Security Council and was the first U.S. ambassador to Kabul after the Taliban fell. There, he was a viceroy of sorts. In Baghdad, he also had a reputation for playing a highly public role. Secretary Rice said he was ambassador to Iraq during a time of, quote, extraordinary change and extraordinary challenge. She says the job for the next ambassador won't be any easier.
The next 2 years may well be the most significant ones in this mission so far. New challenges on the ground call for changes to our strategy. And in 2 days, President Bush will speak to the nation and announce a way forward to achieve success in Iraq. There will be new leadership of both our military and our diplomatic efforts. And the man President Bush wants to lead Embassy Baghdad is Ryan Crocker.
Crocker is an Arabic speaker who's been ambassador to Lebanon, Kuwait, Syria, and most recently Pakistan. A former assistant secretary for the Middle East, Edward Walker, says Crocker is a quiet diplomat, not likely to play as visible a role in Iraqi politics as Zalmay Khalilzad did.
Ryan is a professional diplomat. He's been in the game for a long time. He's served in some of the hardest places in the world, some of the toughest battle zones like Beirut and so on. So he's certainly been hardened under fire.
Crocker is said to be a tough boss and a good negotiator, but Walker says Crocker is no policymaker.
He's never spent much time in Washington. He has preferred to live overseas, so his recommendations will be based very much on what he sees out there rather than on the Washington environment. And whether he's listened to or not, we'll have to see.
And wait to see what sort of marching orders Ambassadors Crocker and Khalilzad get when President Bush announces his new strategy for Iraq later this week. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.